Hello, Mugs of the White Noise podcast.
Hey.
Episode. Dub in the right number, please. This week, speaking of dubs, it's Max Smith.
Yeah, what up, boys and girls and men and women?
The way you said and girls amongst all those was weird.
Really?
Real weird, yeah. And girls!
No, I didn't say it like that, man.
That's Go
it.
On.
Cool. And girls!
Bit fruity.
Well, that's fine then.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Problematic start to the podcast.
You think that's fruity? Watch this. And Tom Looney.
Looney. Guys, great to be here.
Cheers,
what's
guys.
Was fruity.
And David Rees.
Yes. Thank you. Where's the energy?
Ooh, you sure about that?
Is that your intro? Yeah.
Yes. Over in the corner we have Ethan James, our producer.
Hello, men and women.
Well done.
Thank you.
Where's the women
in here? Calm down, Max.
Desperate.
Desperate.
What a reason for yo.
This week we have a great debate. Our second ever one. Well, we did the one on our previous podcast. Which was great. North versus South.
Yeah.
Were you in that?
We represented, me and Max.
Oh, you didn't represent anything. You swapped teams like two arguments in.
He kept his cool. Do you know lost your southern rag, mate.
Yeah.
They're good.
The thing I agreed with them on was the water situation. You do have better water than
You've got hard water.
It's good.
Yeah. You're not supposed, give me the hardest water you can get, mate.
You're not supposed to admit that in a debate, though. You know what you're trying to score.
You're after ice.
I feel like if someone was to go, oh, that's a fair point, I'd appreciate that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, get ready to say that, mate, yeah?
Don't do that.
More of that, please.
Stay tuned for that. Hungry for that.
Before anything else, Dave, our previous guest, Ryan Locke, gossiped saying, you had an audition. He's going, Dave's got a big audition. How was it?
Yeah, it went really well. It was a audition for the CBeebies.
Okay. Ballamory's coming back. Is it linked?
No, I don't think so.
The Ballamory house is up for sale. We hear about this?
Well, the yellow one?
The green one. The one that... The yellow one? The green cottage that Mrs. Watson had. It was
the ginger lady?
Mrs. what?
Mrs. Green.
Is it Mrs. Toon? No,
Mrs. Green.
Mrs. Green in the greenhouse?
Mrs. House?
Greenhouse, that's funny.
Nice. We'll find out.
Thank you, I'll take it.
Anyway, it's up for sale.
Yes, get one.
Whereabouts is it?
See you wanking in the greenhouse. you like veg that much.
Helps them grow, innit? Question, if you were to buy the greenhouse, would you be in the next season of Ballamory?
Is it like a...
Is it not just one street? Like
so I don't know. So the owners of the...
Blackout windows.
The owners of the cottage.
Just putting your hand over the camera. Didn't agree to this, actually. Miles Jupp's doing my heading up there in his castle. He's invented a drone. That's fucking annoying.
Your audition.
CBeebies, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the show was called, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, even if I did remember it.
What's the... It's an offensive slur.
No.
Bold play. By the Beeb.
They're trying something.
They're doing something different this time.
They're reaching a different audience.
It will get views, to be fair.
Exactly.
The first episode,
it's
at least.
A click,
Jim Davidson presents. So were you in person for the audition? Or was it?
No, it was a video one. So
that's annoying for you because you're right by CBeebies.
I know, literally round the corner.
Could have said that.
And they were asking for people specifically located in Manchester as well. So they literally round the corner.
Joel would have been good. Well, what I would have done.
Go on.
I would have done it on my laptop, and then as I'm doing it, I'm walking to
outside. Love that.
Definitely wouldn't have got mugged.
Yeah. Done it outside the CBeebies studios. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Is that you? It's not. Right. No, you're outside of Costa there. Just bowing, dropping your laptop.
Yeah.
Good scene.
Again. from the top. So it was about like...
Just wandering up Trafford Road.
Waiting for a car. So it was like I had to play a villain. Which
like
was quite,
a racist.
Quite enjoyed.
They're actually the good guys in the show.
I was a Nazi.
You know, and that's why I went for it. So I had to play a villain, and his name was Samey Sam. And
Samey Sam.
The way Samey Sam is spelt, I thought it was Sammy Sam.
Right.
It was a good job I got Ryan to read the script first, because
Sammy Sam sounds better than Samey Sam.
Well, his name's Samey Sam because he's a villain, and like his villainess is like everything's got to be the same.
Okay, like Reform.
Hates things that a bit like the same.
Hates things that are different.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they had a load of fun with it. Like,
it's ironic. Sammy Sam is sort of the same.
Samey spelt as the same. It was a lot of fun. So they asked me to do two versions. I did one very over the top, like, you know me. And the second one I had to tone down just in case they didn't want it. It's been a while since I've heard back. So I don't think I've got it.
It was Sammy Sam.
Ryan!
You got Ryan to read your script with you.
You're going
to
watch that show and it's going to be Ryan playing that part. Yeah.
Cut for his interview where he's walking down the road, you know. But no, it was fun. It was good in the sense of, like, I'm finally getting stuff back again. You know, it was like I'm not out of touch anymore.
We also spoke to Ryan about when I suggested, I said, Ryan, is there anything sexual going on in the flat between you and Dave?
Mm.
And he was so defensive.
I don't know why he gets so defensive.
He was so defensive of it to the point where I thought, Ryan, that's too defensive.
Yeah.
And he's refusing to watch Brokeback Mountain in case he gets an erection.
He
worked that out. Are you sensing anything different with Ryan?
Not in particularly. Like, he likes... He's started... No.
What's he started doing? Is there something?
No.
Definitely something.
I always like throw, you know, when you're joking around, flirting with your mate. You're like, oh, nice bum today, Ryan.
Always do that.
To get a bit of banter back.
Yes.
And he
just scurries off into his room, locks the door.
I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if we just kissed right now, Ryan? And he's having none of it. You know?
So you do that. You do this kind of stuff.
On Ryan, but mainly on Callard.
I can see that.
To get like a rise out of Ryan.
To make him jealous. Yeah. It just never works.
So he's being genuinely defensive. That's
he is, yeah. I'm like, it's only a bit of banter, Ryan. Yeah. Come on. Just touch it.
Be a laugh, mate, wouldn't it?
Come on, mate. Think of the bands we would have.
That's it.
Think of the stories.
You would be a story.
It would, exactly.
Yeah. Is there anything else going on? Anything else you're trying?
Playing a lot of Pokemon at the minute. Well into Pokemon. I was back in the day, you know, when you're a kid and that. But yeah, got really back into it.
What Pokemon are you playing? I forget.
The new one, Scarlet.
What is it now? What's this on?
Switch.
It's on Switch.
I went out and bought a Switch just to play this game.
Right.
Spent about 200 quid just to play a game that I'm going to be obsessed with for a week.
Worth it?
No. At a minute, yes.
When did Ryan get a Switch?
Yesterday as well.
He got a Switch.
Yeah, he bought a Switch.
Well, that's weird, because he owes you money, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, he owes me quite a bit of money.
Really?
Does he still owe you?
He still owes me.
What?
Yeah. I would have gone, that's mine.
And I had to pay it. Because his car got declined.
Oh, no.
Ryan Locke.
And he still won't touch
Imagine
it.
Imagine saying to your mate, could you buy me a Switch?
When you owe money.
His car getting declined, and he was doing the look of...
Can you make it a bit louder so you can hear it?
Dave, come look at this. Oh, look. Oh, that's weird. can you just...
Shocking.
But he did book squash. We're
it's
even.
Like 7 quid,
you have to pay when you get there. I called up. And there's a booked a shower. You can pay for that, please.
And he earns more than me. But hourly, that is. I don't know about monthly, but
I feel like you're to blame here, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just too much of a pushover, you know.
He's walking all over you.
But the thing is, it's one of those. I know where he lives.
That's true.
You know?
You can burn his house down,
the lock.
Yeah, that's true.
For it.
Yeah.
At least pay half. It's your duty.
It's still your door.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this episode, then you'll love our Patreon. We have weekly episodes and a monthly
£4
special. Yeah, it is. It is. You're right.
How much?
£4.
Damn. In this economy?
Such a beg, mate.
We've got all sorts going on, haven't we? We've got
uncensored episodes.
I said the word.
Can't use that. Can't use that.
Granny's.
You need a therapist. God, stop.
Anyone?
Stop. I haven't even heard you say these things before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
seen lying for this. Lying for a preview.
Stupid.
Do you want to say something?
No.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Max, just read here.
Hello, mate.
Did you genuinely write this? You wish you could have a big, clean a big warehouse.
Oh, mate, honestly. I'm just, you know when you're just trying to think of things to put down in the podcast document and you're going, what's new in my life?
You want to clean a big warehouse?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Why?
Just a big messy warehouse and I'd be like, oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't
it? What's it messy with, like, what, excrement?
Yeah, just a big shit warehouse. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, those famous warehouses.
Stole all the booze.
Just the sewers at that point.
A giant sewer.
No, I don't want to clean a giant sewer.
What are you going to do with it when you've restored it to its former glory?
Well, I don't know. I'd just be like, all right, that's 100 grand.
What's in this storage?
What's in the sewers?
So I've been cleaning the cellar at work.
Yeah. Mm.
And just seeing that transformation to me is like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I love that. I love that sort of stuff.
I get it.
You know those houses that you see, you see those TikToks where it's like, oh, we found a hoarder's house.
Yeah.
And we've transformed it. And just seeing that transformation for me is like, that's pretty cool.
Pretty impressive.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you not feel like when you start something, like especially with cleaning, like you're going, oh, why did I start this for? Now I've got to finish it. Do you feel that?
No.
You don't feel that?
I just put my headphones in, listen to some cool stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So that feels like community service, though. Yeah. Mm.
Well, no, as I put, I'd like to get paid for it. I wouldn't do it for free. But it's still something nice. I don't know. I like
see houses that have like fallen into a bit of disrepair, and it's like, I don't know what's happening with them. Who owns them?
Yeah.
But they've been there for a long time, boarded up. But structurally, they still look okay.
Mm. The sound.
I'd love to just get in there.
A couple of bin bags, some marigolds.
That's the one that was James Corden's, apparently, and it was abandoned in Essex.
James Corden's abandoned house?
Yeah.
What, his childhood house?
No, it was like a big.
Oh, right, proper.
Big one. You see that quite a lot with celebrities, like supposedly abandoned places.
I have a favourite one. Do you know where? do you know where? Does anyone know Chileum near the station? Where the Blockbuster used to be is a Tesco now. Majestic Wines. Anyway, it's just behind there. There's a passageway, right? There's a passageway from the main road to an estate, and in between
like
that,
a trap, listeners, right? Don't go.
You go over a little railway bridge, and before you get to the end of the passage onto the estate, there's just one random house tucked in next to the. Railway track, completely overgrown. Like there's land there, but it's completely overgrown. It's like a little pocket on its own.
Imagine.
I would love to restore that to somebody.
It's old man Looney's place.
It's over the railway tracks.
Fucking both. Bradley.
If you make it past there, you won't make it past the warehouse. You'll be turned into a mop.
Just on my rocking chair.
Yeah, there's me with my bags of shit, apparently. Yeah, brilliant. The warehouse full of the stuff. Human, mate.
Just warning people about your warehouse.
Be wary. Warehouse?
Yeah, be wary. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
That's the title of
Thank
this.
You. Be wary.
House.
Do you like cleaning up?
No.
It's the worst task ever.
Yeah. The only thing I like is gardening. I like gardening a bit.
Garden. I think that's the same sort of thing, though. Yeah.
But, oh, no, I don't like cleaning the house. Dust.
Never been into gardening. I haven't never had a garden.
Right.
When I was a kid, like the family house, well, they've obviously had gardens and that. But I just don't think I was trusted.
Yeah.
You know? If you're on your balcony and you look down, there's all that grass around there your place. Yeah, you could go there and just...
Yeah. That's true.
One of the bushes is ruined where I fell in it.
Oh, what, today?
A dip in it. No, not today. Just looked at it today and Ryan said, oh, that's where you found it. I said, Ryan, you should have fixed that when I left.
Ethan ruined a bush the other week, didn't you?
Oh yeah. He likes that retro minge.
I don't know actually what you're talking. Oh, sorry.
You're flapping now. I've never seen you get that shade of red.
I was really worried then. Tom's car battery died.
I left my lights on.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Popped into the office for a minute.
Dogging.
Exchange a few pleasantries.
There was no dogging. That wasn't the bush getting destroyed. No, Tom's car battery was gone. I've never done anything like mechanical with a car before. So
really?
This was a new thing
it
for
was.
Me. Yeah, I felt
real man
badly.
Stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was sweating. I had like a vest on. I was like, you know, in the sun, swiping my brow. Felt very on top
of
the
world. Yeah, what were you wearing
underneath? Hang on there. Mm. Battery died because the lights were on, but the sun was shining.
Oh,
what's going on here, player?
So, do you want the truth or do you want to just carry on with?
Yes, I'd like some of the truth. Please.
It was shucking it down outside. It was horrible.
No, so the weather was fucked. Do you remember? Was
this Saturday?
You were. I don't know if it was your experience.
Oh, this weekend was really torrential. Yeah,
but the week you were away, honestly, like half an hour, bright sunshine, torrential rain, sunshine, rain. So when I drove to the office, it was so dark and foggy. I put my lights on and was pissing it down. By the time I got to the office, bright sunshine.
So I didn't know it was Ethan. I was fucking...
I didn't see the lights on. And then, yeah, but so we're fucking in the rain. Anyway.
But I drove over...
It was really tough because I was up against a wall.
You trapped him.
There was nowhere to go.
No one goes to the office on the weekend.
So Ethan had to get as close as possible and he ran over a bush.
Oh, jeez.
And we just about managed it, didn't we?
Oh, we're just about. There's just, always a way.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Blood.
Yeah, donate some blood.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
What's your blood type?
A positive?
Is that the one where you can have any?
I think so.
Blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Basic blood, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's good blood, man.
Run of the mill blood.
You can get, mate. It's
bottom shelf blood.
No, top shelf, because everyone can use it.
Blood.
Would you donate sperm?
I think that's very different.
He was given blood.
That's on me.
It was.
Trying to fund this new warehouse.
And everyone else. I don't think I'd donate sperm.
You wouldn't?
No.
No, God, no.
How much? Is there a price?
I've got an idea for my show. I deal with this guy hoarding all his sperm and I just clean him out. Over one wonderful summer, I just take everything off you. And you're done.
How much?
You're not getting paid.
Everyone has a price.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess so. Would you donate sperm for a price?
For a price? Oh, probably.
Yeah,
but it's Harvey Price.
Oh.
And he runs off and he's cackling as he runs away, and you know he's up to no good with that.
Yeah. Drops it all down.
that's probably not the worst case scenario of what could happen with my sperm.
That's true.
It gets spilled in an unfortunate accident.
As soon as he turns and runs away, he spills it on himself.
That's going to be the villain in your CV.
Can he be coming?
I'll get him
sperm
next time. What's it like giving blood?
You've never done it before?
No. Ooh. I will do, though.
Yeah, good man.
On next week's Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, oh, that's a great one.
Is it?
We'll do it.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm away next week.
Oh.
No, I'm doing it elsewhere. It's off camera, but it's happening.
You just sort of sit there and they stick a big needle in your arm.
Last week, we forgot to mention you had someone living in on your sofa.
Did I?
I swear you said someone was
your friend's house
sofa
burned down and they were
living
on your
sofa. They're not living on my sofa.
They're
in the hospital.
You added?
It's definitely something you've added. Because they're in hospital right now with a cast on their leg. I'm not letting them in my house.
Okay.
So they burned their last one down.
So I think
that's true.
But what was real, though, I did add something on, but your friend jumped out of a first floor window because of a fire.
Yeah, so he woke up in the middle of the night and there's like a big beeping sound. Wakes up and there's like smoke coming in from downstairs.
Or an episode of Brum.
No. No, it was there was
first floor. Is that the ground floor?
No,
right,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. It's broken. He sprained it. He landed on it. Funny.
It shattered. Broken three places. His leg.
Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah.
First floor.
Yeah.
You got a
weak bones, mate. Weak bones.
Yeah.
Ryan Locke fell from a first floor window.
Yeah.
Did he?
He did.
He ran it off.
Yeah.
And then the next day he didn't.
The thing is, you don't look at Ryan and say that's a well man.
Yeah.
You know. No. He probably needs some hospital time.
Yeah, you look at him and go, he's fell out of a third story, landed on his head, and somehow fine. You know, it's his hairline proves it.
When I used to live in an apartment,
yeah,
I was six floors up, and we had cladding. I thought, what is the plan if there's a fire and we're stuck in here? I'm going through the slug and lettuce.
Do you think you could drop from balcony to balcony? Do you think you got it in you?
No, I was just going to do one big jump.
They'll work.
Land on their, they had them curtain things, not curtains, umbrellas, didn't they?
I was going to die.
Me and Ryan have got these two trees right opposite, the trees opposite our balcony.
You're not
right
making it.
We've always thought if there was a fire, you'd cut yourself up. Don't
aim for the bushes.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? Yeah. Stepbrothers, not stepbrothers.
Nope.
And you land on Ethan's big pubic bush and bounce back up.
Whoa. Back into the fire.
My guy shampoos that.
Sure, shampoo.
Do you have a big bush?
I was wondering about this. I am Jewish shaved. I don't think I've shaved. I've shared that though.
But, you're Jewish shaved.
You just did
circumcised.
Jew. Oh, that's what I was thinking. You is. Are you circumcised?
No, I think he said Jew. Like I'm due to do it.
Oh, no. I think you meant
Jewish shaved.
I'm Jewish shaved.
You are circumcised.
I did mean D-U-E, but I am circumcised. God,
yeah. Really?
Circumcision called the Jewish shave, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Weird slang you're using.
Is this something you did recently, or...?
When I was 18.
18?
Wait,
18?
Shave since you were 18.
No, sorry.
I thought, Jesus.
Circumcision, I thought we were talking about.
Jewish at 18?
No, I'm not Jewish. I got circumcised.
Sorry.
18.
Jewish at 18?
No.
Circumcised.
My God.
At 18. I got circumcised at 18. It wasn't for religious reasons, right. It was for medical grounds.
The Royal Navy advert. Jewish at 18. Shop worker at 19. On the podcast in 24. Yeah.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Max.
Hello.
You fell down an escalator in the Arndale and landed on a child. A group of youth saw my great podcast clips and laughed. That's wonderful.
Ah, you bastard.
What happened to the child?
He's got her.
Yeah, some knobhead keeps putting random stories in the bloody podcast chat. I've not been to the Arndale for weeks.
Because of what happened?
Yeah. Sure. Tumbling head over heel. Is that right? What's the saying, isn't it?
Tell me you got new eczema cream.
Yes, Stephen, I have.
You got eczema?
I thought that was of the youth.
No. Dermavate, for those who knows.
Those who knows?
Yeah. It's got to do a lot of heavy lifting, this one. I've had a bit of an outbreak, but the early signs are looking good. Down my hips. But yeah, it's
I don't feel
positive.
Sad.
Well, there you go.
Where's eczema? Do you get like lowly little bumps? They are little bumps, aren't they? Eczema?
I get discoid eczema, so it's like coins.
Oh, okay.
So coins. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it starts out like a little dot, and then it just goes into like a coin.
Could it be your face wearing a crown? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be weird.
Did it change when the Queen died?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
Thanks for moving
on from that, guys.
We're the jokes about
that. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I know two people are going to fucking get him for that.
Christ.
What else have you got there, Stephen? Go on.
This one's got a bit more to it. Yeah. You went out in Didsbury on a Saturday night for a pub crawl.
Oh, cheers for the invite.
That reeks of Ethan, but now it's you.
Mm. Yeah, friend's birth. I was busy during the day. What did I do? I did Paddock for the Chelsea game.
Shoo.
And if you remember, it was a pretty nasty evening. Torrential
weather.
Oh,
the rain. Yeah.
Great, wasn't it?
So I'm thinking, I've got to go join this pub crawl. And obviously, I'm not really drinking at the minute. So yeah, I went out in Didsbury and it's just... When you're having a drink and going pub to pub in fucking torrential rain, it's hard to get yourself up for when you're not really drinking. So I had a vodka.
Just one?
One double goose.
Nice.
Yeah, just to take the edge off and then I swiftly left. So I think I made about three pubs of the Didsbury dozen.
I was going to say, was it the dozen?
Yeah, so I joined halfway through.
Yeah, we're doing a pub crawl in Didsbury. It wasn't the Disbury dozen. Yeah. I don't know what that would be.
Dave's alternate Disbury.
The Disbury 12. Oh, that is
Oh, just because you go outside and then you piss wet through and then you're in a pub for what, like half an hour?
Yeah. Can be bleak. I had my first medical a couple of
what
weeks ago.
What have you been up to, Stephen?
Cool. Yeah.
Little
medical, what for? Are you getting your lump checked out?
No.
Sorry. You get attached to it?
No. Yeah. I'm just...
It's growing on you, isn't
busy
it?
With the stuff. Hopefully not. Yeah, I walked in and... Because I was late for the medical because... They'd booked my Uber, but the place it took me to just wasn't... It was Deansgate, and the guy was saying, yeah, this is Bishopsgate. I don't know where Bishopsgate is, but this isn't it.
For Deans.
And I was like... I entered in the postcode that I could see on his phone, and it was like 5 minutes up the road. And they were calling me saying, you're late. I was like, yeah, I'll be there any minute. so I was trying to explain to the Uber driver, look, it's there. And he's going, no, it doesn't say it here. I said, if you enter that postcode that you've got there, it'll tell you. And he was like, yeah, it's a 10-minute walk. It's a 3-minute drive. And so after waiting a while, he then took me because I just wasn't getting out.
You go into a medical and the guy's going, you may as well walk it. It's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I get in and then because I'm late, I walk through the door and this woman comes up to me and gives me a little pot and goes, can you...
piss in that?
Well, do a sample, please, she said.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, sure. And then I waited a second and went,
which one?
What sort of sample?
Of urine.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, it's a good job you asked.
Yeah.
It's got all three in. Make do with that what you will.
Like a layered dessert.
Like a trifle.
If you put goo on the lid, then that sells at Tesco. Let's scoop this through a warehouse. Bit of me in there somewhere.
My face in the front.
Away
Max is good.
Covered in it.
All three are brown.
But yeah, I did a medical. I didn't really know what was going on.
A medical? How does that work then? You go in, you give you a little pot.
Is that where they pump your arm?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. Got my heart rate. And then you put a bunch of things on to do an ECG.
Yes.
And then... The fitness test was me standing up on a block for 5 minutes, going up and down with a block that moves. I thought, this isn't great.
Jesus.
Then, yeah, it's just all fine.
I'd love to do a medical. Just get all of it done.
I can't remember the last time.
No testy check.
Did you get your testy check, man?
Or the bum?
You should have asked.
No, I didn't.
Why are you down there?
More just checking my heart. And what is...
Now, a while ago.
The video got posted recently, but it's now ages ago, where... I met Tom Aspinall, the big UFC heavyweight.
Yeah, I did see that.
For the Sidemen thing. But that was one where the producer messaged me saying, we're coming to the North. Is there anything you think we should do? Initially, they were going to do football with Wayne Rooney at Old Trafford's training ground, and then that fell through. And I said, we could do some self-defence stuff because, you know, I've been mugged in Manchester. I think it could be funny. Mm. And I said, Tom Aspinall's not far from Manchester, so that could be really good if you get him. And then that happened... and then when we got outside his workout place, I just didn't want to go in.
Oh, really?
Because I'm wearing a top that says, don't bully me, I'll come. Oh. And it's like, right, Stephen, you're going in first. I say, oh, this isn't how he should meet me, if ever. Yeah, he doesn't need this in
what
his
day. What was the reason you were wearing that T-shirt? Just a style choice?
We went
day,
to Flex Palace, and right. then they picked a T-shirt okay. for me. Mm. I really wanted the one about Greg's, which was, I think, my minge tastes like Greg's.
Yeah.
Well, that smelled fun.
Yeah.
But no, I got that.
Playful.
And then he's got this big Alsatian, which is like a guard dog. And then someone referenced that was in there. So I thought, oh, God, if it sees me, it's not used to seeing me. What if I've got that going after me? And people are just memeing me, saying, oh, he's coming must. Yeah, then don't get him.
Oh, way to go.
So when we go in, he doesn't really have much of an idea what's going on. He's got four weirdos wearing novelty T-shirts. Mm. And then, yeah, we do some stuff. And then there's a few bits where it was him sort of training us and him. He had me in a headlock at one point, lying on me. And he's like, right, Stephen, you've got 10 seconds to push me off. And after two, I was thinking, why am I even bothering? So I think I moved a little bit.
He's
and
a unit, isn't
and he?
He
tightened.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is stupid. Mm. Yeah, it was hideous.
Did he explain beforehand like how you might push him off?
Yeah, but there's no.
It doesn't matter.
No point because he's also showing how to stay on top.
Mm. Right, okay.
He's a heavyweight and all. Like,
yeah, but, he's a Brit.
Yeah. I know he's good.
Big guy.
Do you reckon if all of us were to fight him at the same time,
absolutely battered,
we're all dead.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He's cleaning us out. One punch at a time.
Oh, he has a license to kill.
Yeah. Like snakes. I'll be between
we're
his legs.
Serpents.
Yeah.
I'll just say this so he hits me a little bit less than you two. Watch out for these two, mate. They've got a plan. And I'll just lie down.
Plans for plans, man.
Just lie down, coming. Up.
Three of us.
I reckon he wears Ethan like his UFC belt, just has him round his waist. There's a part where he picks me up and moves me, and I was just feeling sick for the rest of the day, thinking, he can do that. People can do that.
Yeah,
he can move you like that.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's his whole life, Recycling. Though, isn't it? You know, he has to go to that gym every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Just work out. That's no life.
Non-stop.
I'm having a better time than him. Oh, God, you know, he would love to have a life like me.
My liver could knock his
The
liver
guy
out.
Who wants that's to clean it. A warehouse is not having a better life than the heavyweight champion of the world. The hardest man on the planet. Mm. Yeah. He's not wondering. Fucking hell.
Wish you could dizzy from his escalator fall.
Wish I was cleaning that warehouse.
We should get called a slug, you know, twice a week on the podcast. Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah, you watch it, mate.
He doesn't.
Imagine.
Great, wouldn't it?
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Then yesterday, me and Max were watching some terrible stand-ups, and naturally we led on to our stuff from back in the day on Zomcom. And
Jesus.
Yeah, we were watching, what was it, Cindy?
Cindy Lopez.
Cindy Lopez, Max's character.
Character,
and that
yeah.
was good. Some great moments in that.
Robson Eric
we watched.
That was a blast from the past, Robson Eric.
Ryan's blistering 1 minute 13 set.
Oh, is it at the Zomcom?
Yeah, he
just they're all the same.
He goes, I've got a little piece of comedy, or whatever it is. He does.
Oh, like my really ex said or something like that. Yeah. A little piece of comedy coming your way.
It was a minute. It was a minute of comedy.
Yeah. Do you remember when the one at the student union when he said he was going to try some observational comedy? And he did a bit of a hopscotch.
What, I don't remember this. And then
was that the night of the French chef?
Yeah,
it was.
It was. Yeah. So you were busy. You were locked in.
Yeah. Oh my garlic and sandwiches. Yeah.
I don't know what Ryan did after that.
Chocolate to yourself.
You were very improv comedy, weren't you? You have to have
garlic sandwiches.
Yeah.
I was making garlic sandwiches as Ryan did his set again. Because I was like, I'm not going to say anything. So I got Ryan out to do his set whilst I was making
garlic sandwiches. What the
fuck? Crazy times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing, Tom?
I was watching.
Okay.
Being a good friend.
Yeah, I was supporting. Didn't need to.
Fucking turn that around on me, yeah?
Cheers, Dave.
It was funny because that night was for... there was like a tsunami, wasn't there? And like...
elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yeah.
We didn't raise anything.
No.
No.
Just a few eyebrows at comedy.
Mm. Where was
these
it?
These guys study it, do they?
Yeah.
Lunatic French chef. And his mate talking about nursery games.
What was his joke about the fingerless gloves? Ryan's joke.
Don't worry about it.
The only time I find it used for fingerless gloves is if I'm fingering a girl in the snow. Oh, Ryan the Virgin.
Spoke the say, I said the Virgin.
Didn't no one laugh at that as well?
Of course people laughed. Right, it's like, what's he on about?
It's got a good joke, but...
I was watching my one, and I couldn't watch. I was like squirming, sitting at the bottom of my chair. I used to love it.
Oh, yeah,
let's do stand-up.
I think that's natural, though, isn't it? If you're not... Because you're changing... So your standards
just
are different
replay
now.
Replay that Sydney Lopez joke now and play it again.
Love that, yeah, of course. That's, that's
more,
so me.
Keep it going.
It's funny how embarrassing you find yourself.
Peak years.
Yeah. God, look at me now, eh?
But yeah. You were talking about how crazy you were with just the energy and the...
Yeah, it's got none of it
unfazed.
Now.
The youth. Anyway, you got some news?
I love news.
Chuck E. Cheese arrested in front of... party of kids. Where's Chuck E. Cheese's characters?
You know, like Chuck E. Cheese is that is that it's the mouse restaurant in America.
Yeah. Mm. And there was some little mouse,
a cheese mouse.
Yeah, I guess
it's like
so,
a
yeah.
mascot.
Yeah, it's a mascot.
I didn't realise.
There was somebody in the suit, and then the police did a raid on the place and arrested him in front of all the kids.
What for?
So this happened like the
What's
other day.
The crime, sir?
I don't know if it was like a drug thing coming from the restaurant.
But if it was raided, I assume so.
Yeah, well, the kids were apparently like, why they arrested him. Mm.
You've got to play along with it.
Yeah.
You've got to play along with it if you're Chuck E. Cheese.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could play that off.
Been a bad man. I don't give a damn. That's the classic line.
That's great.
And
yeah.
they all go, what's that mean? And they go, oh, it's a type of cheese.
Yeah, wasted on you fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, ooh.
Let me brie.
Nice. Yeah, that's really
that?
Good. Yeah.
See that? See that?
Oh, what else?
They're after me cheddar, as in money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, did this happen in Philadelphia?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's also good.
Come on, bear.
That's...
Right.
There's a gay audience.
I was thinking out loud.
Come on, bear.
Come on, bear.
Yeah.
No, you saved it.
Tom Looney's celebrity gossip.
Oh, yay!
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Pete Davidson places his hand on his girlfriend Elsie Hewitt's baby bump at a football game.
That's lovely.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I don't know who she is, though.
No,
bro
no
has fell off. Yeah. Bro is clarting some Z-listers.
This Z-lister wouldn't mind a bit of Pete Davidson.
Of Pete Davidson.
Well, look, if he's... Yeah? What, a mega millionaire
doesn't give
boyfriend.
You any money.
Just,
no,
yeah.
But if he's... If
just
I'm,
uses
if,
your body.
I, yeah, but I'd, yeah, surely I'd get something. I'm not
just,
giving up
just
this
a messy warehouse to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time, though.
You're in your French maid outfit.
You're in.
Urine, yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Banter.
There's urine on your French made up.
Yeah,
so I pissed myself.
No, he's pissed on you.
He's pissed on me. And what, he's given me nothing.
He just left you on a cold warehouse floor.
You've had to pay for your flight to, to New York.
Hundreds of miles from home.
Yeah, job's a job, isn't it?
It's not,
scrubbing.
It's not paid.
And you've turned it back to drugs. Congrats, then, on you and Pete.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
Good at negotiating the baby.
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
I'll just give it to him.
Does he put his hand on your bump?
On my bump?
Yeah.
I don't think this is a baby, mate.
What is going on in there?
It's a food baby, isn't it? He can fucking have this if he wants it. Give me some lipo and then, yeah, just have it.
Sorted.
Have you seen lipo? Like, the fat that comes out, it's horrible.
I have, it's awful.
Yeah, grim.
It's what they make candles out of.
Yeah, yeah. It is, yeah, animal fat.
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose.
Ooh.
And this week, it's a debut for Ethan James.
Ooh.
One person replied last week saying, yeah, Ethan should do it. So, that's enough.
Yeah.
Was that easy?
Ethan, do you want to come on camera to do yours?
I would like to, please. Yeah.
Tell you what, you can come sit here, because I'm not part of it.
Oh, yeah,
okay, Dave.
Hello, everyone. I'm playing today a Geordie insect. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my job and who I am, if that's all right. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Lovely. Mm. All right.
I was starting.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mr. W. Aspinall, and I should probably mention I'm a fucking wasp and all. In us wasp land, we love to compare the size of our stingers, and let me tell you, I've got quite the fucking weapon. I'll actually tell you about a big sting story I had recently. It was on 85-year-old Jason David. I caught him out to be a paedophile. It was a big sting of mine. In fact, I'll show you the evidence of what I've got. Oh, it's a bit, it's a bit slippery. It's covered in his semen, seemingly. I'll just get it out there. Oh, it's a lot stickier than I thought. This young man here. Oh, poor bastard. Well, that's all I've got.
I heard a sniffle round here. If that gives you any
hope. I can do with a sniffle. Next week, then.
Well done, Ethan. That's
thank you, Ethan.
Effort.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lovely wordplay with wasp and all.
That was good.
Tommy, did you laugh?
I don't think so.
It might not be.
I was close. I was like.
So I wasn't the paedophile, I was the victim.
You're the victim.
Oh. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, jinx. I said, that's nice.
Oh.
I'm going to get out of here because I don't like Max being
there. Oh, thank you.
You
would have preferred if I was the paedophile.
Yeah. Okay. I like to think you were.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hey guys.
Oh, are you okay?
Grant Grantham.
Ah.
Grant.
Grantham.
Grantham.
Grant Grantham. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I've been brought here today to help with what I believe is a debate that you're having.
It sure is, mate.
A preposterous debate where you don't believe there should be a royal family.
Absolutely. Idiocracy.
Yeah.
You heard about this, did you, Grant?
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, the fucking idiot, fucking stupid idiot, runs his mouth, slagging off the royals.
He hates them.
Yeah, so I hoisted him and I said, fuck off out of this room, pal. I'll bloody do the job that you can't break.
Hold on, Grant.
Thanks.
Hold on, mate.
Thanks,
honestly,
mate.
I need someone on my side.
I'm here.
I don't know what I mean, and that's why I'm glad you're
showing
up.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I don't care how you feel about this.
Grant, mate, you know, we're good friends, aren't we?
Well, you may in the slightest.
Really?
Anyone who's an enemy of the state is an enemy of me.
Right.
Oh, we're not enemies of the state. Too. Far from it.
The state is Buckingham Palace, a new state I've made.
Yeah, it is a bloody state, isn't it?
It certainly is.
God, how did you get here today, sir? What? Who are you? What are you?
What are
I
you?
I am the Royal Correspondent on Channel 4 Plus 1, a.k.a. Channel 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
laughing at my job. What do you do, pal?
I do a podcast. Whitley podcast.
A Whitley podcast.
Weekly.
Whitley.
Week, W-E-A-K-L-Y. Weak Link podcast, more like.
Yeah, okay.
You're the weak link.
It's my Grant Graham.
I don't know.
How old are you, Grant?
I'm not happy speaking about my age.
Okay.
Is that the debate? How old Graham?
No, I'm just trying to learn.
We don't know anything about you.
We don't know anything.
You're just a guy to us.
I don't watch any Channel 4 Plus 1.
No,
refuse to.
We should do.
TV doesn't even get those channels.
Why?
Povo.
He's not plugged in.
Right.
So, you know, that's just me, though. That's just me and my life. Get used to it, Grant.
I get it.
I don't want
to
get used to
it. Have you got a wife? Are you married?
After today. Well, this has got nothing to do with you.
It's a debate, mate. I need to know
how
things
is the
about
debate?
You.
How do you need to know?
We want to debate
you,
the person.
Have you got a wife? Have you got a partner?
Hey? Both.
Should we dig into your life? What's
background?
Going on? You know, why is everyone looking at Grant?
Could you just come in, mate, off the street?
Off the street?
You've just told us that you threw our friend Stephen across the room.
Didn't I just
dear
tossed
friend.
Him out?
Yeah, good dear friend, sweet friend.
Who I know was looking forward to this debate.
Yeah.
And has planned some really good, well-researched, serious stuff.
It's going to be all out the window, mate.
Yeah.
It means
Tom,
nothing.
Do you reckon you could leave and come back as a character?
Absolutely.
Why don't you leave and come back as a
character? Per bloody idiots who don't have respect for our
royal family. They don't understand the significance our royal family
has. Why don't we get into it? Give us some reasons why you don't think we should have a royal family. What,
go on.
What
are
could
you
possibly
sure you...
be the reason?
Okay. You want to hit them with reason number one?
I mean,
what are you? What are
you?
You're
to?
Passing the book.
Yeah, innit?
Passing the book.
Hey,
Should we just kind of go with maybe a little bit of opening statements? Yeah,
just get on with it.
Go for it, mate. We've got some...
Hey guys, we hate the royal family. That's the stance we're taking right now.
Live with hate in your heart, and I pity them right from the off.
Me too.
I pity you and your tight jeans, mate.
I pity him.
Yeah,
I pity you and your tight pants.
Yeah, these aren't I actually. These are meant to be loose.
I pity you and your tight bed sheets.
Yeah,
what tight bed sheets?
Don't let him get in your head.
What's the royal family said anything bad about you, eh?
They probably said stuff about poor people.
Have they said anything good about you?
Yeah.
No, but that's because I'm not on their mind.
Yeah, they've
well,
got enough
bad,
on their
though,
plate.
Exactly.
They don't care.
Got enough on their plate.
They love...
Mm.
They're speaking like, of which...
Oh, I fucking hate Grant. He's got his bleach blonde hair.
Grant's a fucking...
Grant's sick, mate.
They live with hate and they use such coarse language. Like that.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're calling you the C-U-N-T? It's because they don't have an argument.
That's so true.
Hey,
that's
bro.
That's so true.
Do you want to... I've got to say first because Grant's begging me for something.
Go on.
Go on.
Hey, guys, have you heard of paedophilia? Well... Welcome the royal family and Prince Andrew. Oh, he's a royal. He's
sorry,
part of
that hang on.
And
right off the bat, you're going for that.
Yeah.
I'm coming out swinging, bro.
That's
rude.
That is such desperate.
Prince Andrew loves low hanging fruit, doesn't he, pedo?
What does that mean?
Well, it's just.
So with that.
Just
though,
use your fucking brain,
little
mate.
Boy's plums. Do you want me to do the jokes for you, eh?
Well, I didn't need to explain the joke. You don't go see Jimmy Carr at the O2 Arena and he goes...
No, I don't.
Oh, just so you know, that
watch
joke,
him in the
man,
Royal Variety.
I'm just about to say.
Where?
Royal
the
Variety.
Royal Variety show.
Oh, yeah, they need their own
culture.
Show.
Right, so, okay, why don't you
royal
start,
family.
Randy, you're such a vocal person
guys,
on this.
Complained about people having their own show on his own podcast.
Oh, what that?
It's on my own podcast, actually.
See,
I share it.
Hypocrite.
Still your own, though, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it my own.
Royal share it.
Don't let him
You're a royal shame.
What's so great about the royals, guys?
We've started off And we said, what's your issues? And you go, paedophilia, the royal family.
We didn't agree on that.
Because paedophilia is an issue with Prince Andrew. I completely
spot
agree.
On.
Completely
you agree
spot
with that.
On. But that's the individual, not the institution.
But the institution that pays for his lawyers.
Would it be better if, you know, we've got someone who's done something bad in the institution.
In the institution.
Mm. Do we just sell him to Marseille and wash our hands with it?
And be done.
Sell him to who?
Marseille, and then make a profit and move on.
Who's Marseille?
Think of the money.
Yeah? Or do we keep him and teach him a lesson? Keep our eyes on him as well. No more travelling for you, boy.
I think we just forgive him. Move on.
You want to forgive him? Okay, we can debate that.
No, I think the Marseille one's better.
I don't.
Do you know what Marseille's about?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Don't you worry, Grand Grantham's here.
I'm on your back.
Grand Grantham wants to sell a human being. So
also, hang on.
I don't know who this
Prince
guy
Andrew,
is.
Prince Andrew, where's this instance of paedophilia?
Exactly.
I'd love to hear this.
Well, it was a U.S. court ruled in a civil case that he had been involved in
it. Weren't him, he can't sweat. It was proven.
Sexual abuse of a minor.
I don't think
where?
One of the. Well, probably in America somewhere. Yeah.
Where? Come on.
Epstein Island.
A holiday romance is now a crime. Lock me up and throw away the game, exactly. If that's the case, shall we? Hey? Jealous much, you know? The guy necking on with his pina colada is now jealous of Prince Andrew.
In a warehouse.
Has a different drink. Yeah.
It's because
well,
there's
no
warehouse.
Exactly. No sex
exactly.
in my warehouse. Like, literally, there's no sex allowed in the warehouse, and there's only me in there anyway. So who am I banging?
Whoever you want.
Thank you.
They're brilliant for our nation's economy.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Ooh.
They bring in a load of tourism.
Interesting.
You know, the way I think about it is maybe we do pay them a bit too much. Yeah. However, it's like going and watching
a film. I disagree. I'll have a separate debate with you on that.
So that you go and watch a film with Brad Pitt in it, right? You see Brad Pitt and you go, I'm going to watch that film because I love Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt's brilliant. So I'm going to go watch that film. And because of that, Brad Pitt gets paid a bit more because he brings in a lot of people.
Mm.
That is what's happening with the royal family. They're bringing in all this tourism. They deserve a bit more money. And do you know how much we pay towards the royal family a year?
Is this taxpayers?
It's taxpayers.
All right, so just go on. Just Max here.
No. I want to hear what you think we pay a year.
Personally,
as a taxpayer.
Can I ask you what you think we pay?
What you think
okay,
we pay
so
towards
it's been
the royal
estimated
family.
That we probably pay around £500 million a year for the royal family when you take into account things like security, upkeep of royal residences,
but would you
as
wanna,
well as the sovereign
but
grant.
If you had the president, wouldn't you
all.
Be spending exactly the same thing on the exactly same stuff?
Well, we have a prime minister, so we have to spend money on his security and his travel as well. So we're kind of duplicating that.
No,
no.
What
I
we
disagree.
Spend is £1. What was it, Dave?
It's £1.29 a year.
Fuck off.
Of a taxpayer.
£1.29. That's
a
so much.
Year.
Far too much.
That's so much. If I drop £1.29 on the floor, I'd say, guys, I'm picking down to pick it up.
Sorry. Hang on. So £1.29 per year.
Per year
is too much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
£4 per month is what?
It's actually £6 on the app.
Oh. Great investment.
Greedy
we
pigs.
Are great for tourism.
What are you bringing in, hey?
Just good laughs.
Exactly.
I've never laughed at anything King Charles has said. Or...
He's not funny.
Exactly.
No, he's got
a great
such shit
magician.
Banter.
Mm. He's a great magician.
Yeah, making my money disappear, pal.
Hey, bringing you money
Make
back
us
in
laugh.
From tourism.
Make us laugh.
Mate, it's not my. That was Ethan this week.
Right, so you're passing the book. Really good debating
exactly.
with you when you just panic and pass the book.
Pass the blame.
Yeah. You deal with it.
I don't know who this crime
is. Awful. You try and pay for something without a, you know, face of the monarchy on your £20 note. See how that gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
See how far that gets you. Yeah. 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 Try and pay for something without one of our great royals on that piece of money.
Well, when I think of
screwed.
Great Britons, I think of, like, you know, great people that have actually achieved things.
Winston
you know?
Churchill.
Who
Andy
was
Murray.
Who was
Andy Murray.
It's a David Attenborough.
I love Andy Murray.
Can we go
David
back to
Attenborough.
Winston Churchill, please?
Go on.
Nigella Lawson.
Nobility.
Yep.
Part of the royal family. Winston Churchill.
The Prime Minister.
Sir Andy Murray, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Knighted.
Sir Andy Murray. Put him on our money.
Winston Churchill is part of the nobility.
But was he not a Prime Minister voted for by the people?
Yes.
Okay.
But under
were
the nobility.
Royal family
under
voted
the nobility.
For by the people?
You're throwing out this buzzword here, Dave, of nobility.
No, yeah, nobility
so
without
Diana
nod.
Spencer, who's also
not wrong, mate, yeah,
is related to Winston Churchill.
Okay, cool, good for her, mate.
The people you listed, great. These Great Britons, they see the royal family and they respect them. So why don't you
just
do
respect?
They?
Sir don't Andy Murray, yeah, getting down on his knee to be knighted. I think that's respect.
Mate, exactly. He just wanted some numbers and letters before his name, didn't he?
Well, it's complex, isn't it? Because it's a big deal to like reject the knighthood.
Exactly. And, I don't think Andy Murray's got the stones.
Do you really want to bring that on yourself in this social media age?
No.
Not easy.
It's not easy to say no.
No.
It's
not. We know that, don't we?
Yeah. I say yes to a lot of things.
Yeah. Famous yes man.
Do you like the Royals?
Don't do it.
early on here. Earlier than we expected.
So, yeah, I'll make a point here about the Duchies of Lancaster and Cornwall. Are you aware of these?
Go for
it. So these are two duchies. One of them funds the king and one of them funds the heir to the throne. So one is funding Charles, one is funding Prince William. And these are basically real estate enterprises from Lancaster and Cornwall. Anyone who dies, who hasn't left a will and has no next of kin, the money goes to the crown. Any businesses that are dissolved go to the crown. And that money is invested into real estate portfolios that are not only, you know, huge and expanded all over the world and the country. We're talking hotels. We're talking beautiful residences. And they're not subject to any capital gains. They're not subject to any of the rules by which we are governed. So their wealth just goes up and up and up, and it's passed on, no inheritance tax, and up and up and up. So that's why they can pay for things.
But
they don't
contribute. There is an inheritance tax.
Go on.
Being a royal.
Go on.
Go on, Grant.
If you're born into what is just a whirlwind of the media, and everyone wants a piece of you. Imagine from the day you're born, people are putting you in the newspapers. Yep. People are taking pictures. People are filming you.
Everywhere.
You can't move a muscle without doing something wrong. How would you two cope with that?
I live it, mate.
If you had the cameras on you all the time, you may slip up.
Make mistakes.
You, sir.
I don't think I've ever done anything
assault.
Wrong. Oh, right, brilliant. Giant Haystacks, the wrestler. Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much, Grant. Yeah? As if I've not been sent that video 100 times over Instagram. Hey, is this you, Max? As if I wasn't outside someone's birthday party and someone suddenly went, my son says you look like Hagrid. I think you look like Giant Haystacks. Cheers, pal.
Look, my intern will be fired because that is...
Oh, thank God.
I was convinced it was you.
Yeah, it's nice that you do your own research, isn't it?
Mm. I did.
But that's what you get with royal correspondents. They're not real journalists.
They're not real journalists.
What to say. Who are these people with their weird hair?
About research
and questionable past.
Because I hear some of your research aside from Prince Andrew's a paedophile and you don't like to say no. I believe the two link at some point in your past.
I've got we've got a document.
Well, no, please just give me some of your research.
You just want me to say something myself.
You said you hate the royal family. Mm. And if you have such a strong emotion, naturally there will be just things that come to
mind. I don't like the royal family because what have they done for me? What have they done for old Max Smith, 32 years old? Basically alone in life. And when's the king come to me and gone, hey up, bruv, is 100 quid.
Have you done anything extravagant?
Why would I have to?
Closing argument. Mm. You want to get rid of the royals. I give you, say bye to King Kong, Princess Jasmine, Freddie Mercury, try winning a game of blackjack without your royals. Yeah.
Did we argue for them
Grant,
to go?
Don't run, mate.
You want to get rid of the royals?
You should have led with that.
But that is the ace of my sleeve. And I'm not talking blackjack because you get kicked out.
I'm perfectly happy with a nod to history, with a nod to the past.
Yeah. Not
but
to the present.
The past isn't
and
to
the
be celebrated entirely.
I want to see King Charles bagging groceries.
I want to see you say something, mate.
How can I when I've got this guy just spewing every fact that's on our list?
You've been on the wrong
list.
I'm not even looking at the list.
I'm not even looking at the list.
Civic pride. That was there.
If this is about the Honda Civic, then you're way out of here, player.
So that's one thing we were anticipating. They might.
Yeah, we were.
go on to our list.
We've gone on with Princess Jasmine pride.
Yeah.
Democracy. We preach democracy. We say democracy is a great thing to have. Yeah? We have wars where we force democracy on other countries, but we're ruled by a king. We have no democracy in that state.
No, we're ruled by a prime minister, which you vote for.
Exactly.
Congrats.
King signs off.
King signs off on everything.
He signs on off on everything. So it's just a formality. It's policy.
Well, why have that formality, though?
So naive.
So naive.
Good manners. Good manners. Respect. It's respect. Respect is earned. Thank you.
Is respect earned if you're born into that respect? I don't think that's respect.
But you don't
earned.
Respect Prince Andrew. Fair enough. Yeah. He doesn't rule this country.
But King Charles did not earn his respect. Him, He's just got it because he was born.
Do you not respect him? But a lot of people do. Is that the case?
Yeah, but did he earn your respect? No.
He earned my respect.
Okay, fine. He may have earned the respect of a journalist that works for him. Fine.
I don't work for him. I work for Channel 4 Plus 1.
Did he earn your respect?
I'm not a fan of Charles.
What has King Charles done?
Look at my LinkedIn. I work for Channel 4 Plus 1, not the King.
I'm not a fan of Charles.
It is owned by the King.
You're not a fan of our King.
I love our King.
You're not a fan of the King himself, though.
The King. I can't wait for.
Would you want to vote for a King?
Well, look, I've already explained.
Go on, Grant. Go on.
The public vote has let us down time and time again. I told you that. Nigel Farage, third, and I'm a celeb. Tony Bellew, second. Make it make sense. Thick Scouse Boxer, what's he doing there? He said he was going to shy away from TV after his boxing career. He's on fucking everything.
Back. And he was on SAS, Rogue
and
Heroes.
And Grant Grantham, with a degree in media, can't get on Channel 4 Plus 1.
Mate, I'm going to...
You can't.
Bloody
I can't.
You can't.
No, they've gone
not
younger,
after
this haven't
one,
they?
Mate. Not after this one. You're gonna.
The tie's very long, Grant.
Fuck off.
I don't know if that.
I'm
helps.
Used to a short bitch. I have a desk which cuts it off
cuts
here.
Up there.
I'm allowed to roam free normally.
Exactly.
Not used to this podcast. It's a real bad day for me. This.
You've done really well though,
thanks.
Grant, mate.
Producer boy, could we please get a verdict on who won the debate and who will be crowned the winners?
Crowned, nice.
Max and Tom have won.
Thick idiot doesn't know his right.
Honestly,
from his
I
left.
Really respect that.
Go on, bring the crowns.
That's a
bring
vote
the crowns,
from the public.
Bring the crowns.
That is a vote from the public.
That's bullshit.
Right.
Probably wear that around your waist, maybe.
Sorry. They don't believe in
royals. Is this like
royals.
A wrestling belt?
They don't believe in royals.
Oh, let them put it on. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There
oh, now
go.
They want a king.
Oh, now you want
look
a king.
At that. This king was voted for.
We had a vote.
By what? A dictatorship.
No, it was a landslide decision.
By the entire population of this room that wasn't us.
They
voted unanimously for us to be
by
king.
By a simpleton with curtains.
Exactly. Surely of all course. Sorts.
This is nice. I feel good.
Grant, you've done absolutely
thank you.
Fantastic.
Do you know what? I actually really respect Grant.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Coming
I love
on
his
here
views.
And, it's not easy having conversations with people you disagree with sometimes, but I thought he was
exactly.
respectful.
Well, yeah, there was some
I
respect there.
Yeah,
I thought we were respectful of him, so yeah. Kudos to us for that.
You've got a hair on your microphone.
Yeah. What about me, Tom? I was respectful.
You're great. You're great.
You
know, yeah. I was really good-natured, wasn't
cheers,
it?
Cheers, mate.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hello, mate. You okay?
You all right, mate? You look seem a bit...
I heard you got thrown across the room or something.
No, I did ayahuasca.
You did ayahuasca?
Yeah.
How did
that go time for you?
I came in and blindsided us, mate.
It's now time for the debate of the rules. Oh, forget this shit. Who cares? Fucking what's the point? Yeah. Make my family king. Yeah.
I'd rather that. My family. Yeah.
No, mine. I said it first. So
that could be a problem.
My mummy's queen now.
No!
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
The Big Bang.
Oh, nice.
9/11.
Nice. Nice.
The 1984 European Cup final.
Birth of Christ.
And the question today is, if you got to attend one famous historical event, what would it be?
Well, you've got the same answer there.
I would have put two Big Bangs.
You would choose to attend the Big Bang?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
To see if it even happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd be like,
that is basically what my answer is. To see if he would show up.
Well, yeah. I guess this happened before the birth of Christ, yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, maybe.
That's
sucked,
isn't it?
So, yeah.
My mind's so fucking shallow.
1984 European Cup, who was playing?
Liverpool. But, you know, I've never seen that time period.
Yeah, true.
And my dad would be there, cool to see. Yeah. You see that? Yeah, and they win. I know they win. Mm. So I'd be real smug. I'd chill out. That's...
I put a lot of money on this. They lose! No!
Wrong year!
Damn butterfly effect.
Just the postman's interview. Some fat lad in the crowd put me off.
Get me back now! Seen this song, mate.
Terrible stench. Birth of Christ. What do you think you're doing there?
Just to see if he does show up, like if he's born, and maybe.
It's like you're challenging him to a fight.
Yeah, see if he shows, shall we?
He's about it. You know, I guess he was Christ when he was born, but he was just a humble son of a.
Yeah, but seeing his birth, you'd go, okay, there's some proof to it,
isn't it?
Would you need him to prove something? I mean,
wasn't it Moses Christ? Not Moses. Who was his dad?
Jesus. Oh,
Joseph.
Joseph.
Was that? It's not his last name.
No, Christ. I actually don't know.
I don't know
where Christ comes from.
Christ is Messiah.
Jesus. Joseph Christ.
I guess he was Jesus of Nazareth, but Jesus. Oh, what's his fucking name?
What about a last name?
I don't.
There's Mary Magdalene.
Probably Jones or Brown or Smith.
Yeah.
Did they have surnames back then?
I know Muhammad's the most.
It was an old
name.
English thing, wasn't it?
Could have been Jesus Muhammad.
Yeah.
He did not have a surname. Yeah. In his time, people were identified by their given name and a patronymic. Like son of Joseph.
The carpenter.
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus, son of Joseph.
Tom, what is it about New York in September you love?
might not be New York.
Might not be New York.
Might just be somewhere else.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Because I guess for me, this is, you know, I'm a bit of a history buff.
Yeah. What, not that far ago.
You were alive for that.
No, I was, but it was, I was very young.
How young?
I was...
You're
so
into
this
your
was 2001.
Conspiracies, aren't you?
I am.
You're 11 years old.
So I was 11 years old. 11 years old. And I remember it like it was yesterday because it was my dad never came to pick me up from school. And he obviously didn't volunteer to do it alone. My mum still had to come. But my dad came along because he wanted to speak to me. I was the eldest because, you know, tell me about this amazing thing that happened.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Whoa.
Say amazing. That just like this most unbelievable thing that was going on.
Historical.
Which changed. For me, I think of my life as pre-9/11 and post-9/11 in terms of what's gone on in the world, the geopolitical state of the world and everything that's happened since. It was just so, so big. And I think I see all this footage and I just think it was are there moments in history?
Could have been Cheadle Town, all that.
Yeah, I just think obviously I wouldn't have wanted to be too close when things came down, but to be in New York on that day, just like an amazing...
That's horrific. That's probably the worst day in a New Yorker's life.
I know, but it's just... there's no getting away from it. I mean, it did happen. It happened
for millions of people
were there and experienced it, and it's a memory.
And it's just a traumatic memory. It probably needed hours of therapy. And you want to go there.
You did?
It's crazy.
Well, that's what things are. But I've got a bit of a thing for dark tourism anyway. Like, I want to go and see...
Hey, guys, check this out.
I want to go to Chernobyl and I want to go and... I'd go to Russia now and visit. You know, I want to go and see...
If you're a history buff, why not the Titanic? You know, something really...
Yeah, but then you're stuck on the Titanic, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're stuck where two towers are exploding.
And in space.
I don't want to... Sorry, I should have specified.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Midtown New York on 9/11.
Maybe Midtown New York.
Not
the Big Bang.
Not at the top of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Not catching a flight on 9/11.
You're just hearing people scream and hearing rubble. That's not fun. That's horrible.
That sounds violent.
Yeah.
What did you go for again?
9/11.
Cup final. A lot of screaming.
The 1984 European Cup final.
There's a lot of screaming in there.
Big Bang would be one big scream that was very quickly muffled out.
Max has his ears popped.
Well!
The Big Bang. I mean, you can't really visit the Big Bang, can you?
No noise in space.
The first thing, yeah.
But because obviously, I mean...
It must have happened somewhere.
Because I guess pre-Big Bang, it was like a void of nothing, wasn't it? It was just...
Yeah.
But what colour was it? Was it white? Was it black? Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Well, they'd find out.
Mm.
And no one's seen it.
Exactly,
and he'd be
the
guy to see it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'd turn up and be loads of tourists.
Thing is, no one would believe
time travel tourists.
That was my answer last time, I thought, because that'd be there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if it, no religion.
That's when I would. That's exactly what I've gone for.
Well, I guess for me, because
I'm an agnostic.
As Max mentioned, you know, I wouldn't say I'm conspiratorially minded, but I am. I have big questions about this, because especially the way it changed the world and the way that it was acted upon straight away, you know, the wars that it was a bit of a precursor for. And so I feel like watching it that day when I was young was very different. Some of the stuff you saw on the news, the interviews, to what you've since seen. I think it's been kind of cleaned up a little bit.
So why not, like, being in the White House on, I don't know, maybe the 10th? When they're all plotting about it. You ready for tomorrow? Sure thing.
Do you know what? I mean, that's a very fair point.
Would you go to the towers and be like, don't go in?
Oh, that'd be noble.
But there's a butterfly effect. You've got to think of effect.
So for me, I guess my thoughts when writing this was purely that to see and feel the thing that, you know, from a distance that's changed my life.
To feel a terrorist
and the
attack,
world.
Tom.
And just to understand what it was, you know?
That's... Just laugh it off and go, yeah, it's me. don't call it amazing.
Yeah?
An amazing day.
I didn't mean to say amazing. What I meant to say was hugely, hugely significant. When I said amazing, it was
amazing.
But it was amazing. It was amazing. It was like, but you know...
It was horrific.
And it was, of course it was.
But it was amazing news as in the sense of...
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It was just the definition of amazing.
It was unbelievable.
I don't know if it
Sorry, I mean, do you know what? I maybe chose the wrong word there. I mean, that's fair enough.
It's disgusting. Conspiracy or not.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no,
that's
but
like
does amazing... It does the definition of amazing
I couldn't believe what had happened.
I think he's not...
In New York, in 2001, for that to be... Not just once, but twice... And
great coincidence that.
Yeah.
Causing great surprise or wonder, astonishing.
Yeah. I was astonished.
My vote's Tom.
My vote's Tom.
I would
Tom
go Max.
Well.
Oh,
I would say big, because I just feel like the context of that question is different.
Yeah, no, we'll go.
This is the first ever historical event.
It's obviously Tom.
Yeah, I'm going Tom.
I could have got him to say fucking me, Max, then.
Do you know, I was leaning towards you.
That's annoying. Like... I could have avoided that.
Not really. We had you banged to
I think that was a good one, though.
Yeah, but me and Dave could have voted Max.
I was going to go Steve.
I know, but I would have got in your head. I felt like you were there for the taking.
What was your question,
A news
Tom?
Story that you remember the most.
Nice. I think that was a really good one.
That was a good one. What was your question?
The news story you remember the most.
I'm
surprised your one wasn't mine.
Silly boy. Do we have a final question, please?
Oh. It's the final question.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan. Hello. James.
Hello, hello, hello. It's time for the final question.
Whee!
And the final question I'm going to go with today is, a man, maybe me in this instance, is pointing a gun at you. You must impress him in a moment to survive. What do you do?
I'll go, look, I can swallow a gun. Watch this. Take it off and shoot myself. No, I've done it wrong.
I'm not impressed by that.
Yeah, but he's got your gun.
I'm impressed by your final questions. Exactly. This is the first decent one in about 2 months. You know?
All right, Max.
You'll give opinions.
Can you outdo him? Can you impress me?
Can I outdo him?
Impress me.
Outdo Stephen.
All I've done is shoot myself in the head.
Yeah. which is weirdly going to be better than anything I do.
Cindy Lopez.
All I can think of is doing the Macarena. No!
I can't remember it.
No. You've got a gun in my head. Please! I've sucked your dick! And that's literally probably what I'd do.
You suck my dick.
You're going to kill me.
That's fair.
I don't want to die.
What's the last thing you do?
He might like it, and he might go, you know what, bro? Go home.
You go, why are you getting your teeth involved?
Oh, I don't, mate. Honestly, Gummy Smith over here.
What would you do if, as you're doing it, and you go, do you like that? He just shoots himself.
And then I'd go, I'd finish the job.
I'm doing good.
I'd finish the job, and I'd say,
oh, your breath fucking stick.
Who's? How is he smelling my breath? How is he smelling my breath?
Because you looked up to ask him if he...
Oh, that's how breath works, does it?
That's not my dick. That's all you...
Nah, you got no idea, mate.
I would impress you with
all
the conversation.
Right, so can I just say Max is winning so far?
Thank you.
I would display unwavering composure. I would look you in the eye. I would not be fazed at all.
I
would turn it back on you. I would ask you why you were doing this. And we'd have a conversation, you know, we'd go back and forth for 5, 10,
mental, you know,
15 minutes.
I'm glad
and you lay down your arm.
He's dead first.
What was that?
I'll take the piss.
You are mine now, child.
I wouldn't fucking flinch. And you'd be impressed.
But you're not going to perform anything.
How do you...
Can we just suck you off as well?
How does he test if you won't flinch?
I'm already sucking his dick, man.
I might prefer some of you.
We're all together. We leave tonight.
This is an alliance.
Stephen shot himself.
Yeah, well, no, that's to swallow a gun, but... Yeah.
Accidental.
I'll give you another chance, Stephen, if you've got anything else. Dave, what would you do?
What else would I do?
I'll go like that.
Right, so
well, if I said, my best tactic would be to try and say, oh, I can lift you or do something in some way where I can just try and attack you.
Okay.
Or I'd say I'm doing some sort of really cool dance and I'll be moving around like that. And as I get close to you, I just try and smack you as hard as I can.
No, nice. Just tell me about the dance. Impress me with the dance.
No, what I
dance?
Don't. I'm not a good dancer, but I'll just try and get close to you and hurt you.
Max is with his.
Do you know what?
Actually,
can I change my answer? Can I change my answer?
Okay.
I would say I'm going to drop you. I would say.
Can we say? Can you?
Tell the audience.
Can you explain that to the audio?
For the listeners out there, I can bend my pinky top part of my finger.
Stop doing it. It's not nice. It's not impressive.
It's sick. I would
Can I just say,
say
during gonna... all this, I'm saying, is this doing anything for you, mate?
You're still good.
I'm still going, aren't I? Fuck it.
I would drop a beat and say, like a beatboxing beat, and be like, match this with your bullets. He's wasted his bullets.
Okay.
We run.
What if I said I could name every country in the world?
Okay, this is more like, rather than your little tricks in this corner,
you're
actually doing things to prove. All right, would you be able to do that? You have to do it now.
I think I'd give myself a good chance of survival. I'd come very close to saving myself.
I could enjoy that.
I saw a country the other day I've never heard of.
Yeah,
really?
Bonkers, yeah.
Tell me about it, mate. Impress me.
Don't impress you, mate. Don't beg it.
Seashells. Right.
Stephen's dead. I've had enough of his cheek.
Seashells?
On a seashore.
Are you sure it's Stephen and not the disappointing blowjob you're receiving?
I'd die with some sort of pride if I just piss you off.
Max has died with some kind of pride as well.
What do you mean I'm dying? I'm not dying, though.
You're dead, mate.
I might
still
be good.
Going. I mean, he's not come yet. Fucking hell. Hurry
he's
up.
Not come because he got fucking this guy over there bending his finger in a weird way. And then you're going, oh,
Andorra,
I can name every country.
Andorra, Greece, Belarus, you're just sucking away.
Just sucking away, mate.
With your bad breath.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
You forgot I'm dropping a beat as well.
I think I'm going to kill Dave as well, because there's no... You just told me it was a technique to try and waste bullets.
My genuine only possible talents on the spot would be to do a really bad cartwheel, something a five-year-old would do.
Okay.
Or my Chris Eubank impression.
The Chris Eubank impression?
Or if you'd watch Tracy Beaker, a different character.
Right, okay.
I might have to kill myself anyway.
I'll do a backflip.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. That is good.
An on-the-spot backflip. I can do one running off the wall, and just stand.
It's annoying. It's annoying you've waited for me to bring out my cartwheel.
So Ethan's gone flaccid. He's not enjoying it, and he says, this has been really bad.
Yeah.
He's just resting it on your head.
I appreciate you tried. You've got one last chance.
What do you do?
What skills do I have?
Will you tell me?
I don't know. I can manage a bar if you want me to do that.
You're an excellent storyteller.
If you've got a bar, I'll manage it.
It's right now in front of
you. It doesn't have a bar.
He goes, I've got a bar and meat. Manage that.
I just tried. You just want me to stop.
Again.
I can do another one.
You could have
mate. You know,
right.
Cut your beard a little bit. Go on.
That's good. It tickles it a bit.
Let me hold your hair. Right, now we're getting some...
Right, I honestly don't know what skills I've got. That would impress a madman with a gun.
So you decided...
Come on, Max, we're not just going to suck
him again. Suck him again.
What have you said? You name every country. I'll name every country.
Go on,
if you give me a book...
If Max was first, and he's trying to give him a foot wank off.
Oh, you don't want my feet on that, mate.
We're just all stood there. Yeah, you okay, Max?
Shut up.
Shut up. Concentrate.
Pretend you're not in the room. That's why are you naked for this?
I would do a backflip. Yeah. I've never shown these guys my backflip, but I do one of them.
That's true, he hasn't.
Blue job, foot job, backflip.
That's it. That's the trifecta.
That's hard for us to compete.
Yeah. That is. There's no...
I did the blowjob first, by the way. So I'm not sure what's left of you after that.
Right.
I'm gonna, Stephen. I, you're dead. I'm shot. You cartwheel. It's not the best acrobatics on display.
I'm a fighter.
Tom's got the most impressive knowledge on display.
Right. Verbal skills.
Says
he mean he does it.
Would you give me a margin of error?
No.
Let's say I forgot about St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You know.
Could you give me a margin for
error? There's 162 countries. Yeah. Can you name
tickle the balls enough?
That's not my penis.
I think that's right.
That's your penis.
That's still a skill, to be fair.
So, yeah, Tom and Max are quite good in the oral departments in their own way.
Nice.
I think, Max, you've actually cringed me when you put up the foot job as well. It's like
I didn't. Weird, I didn't even mention the foot job. I would never get my feet involved with sex.
So desperate. But you
eat my shoes and socks.
But you
on.
Seem to be really open to giving the foot job. If that helped the two blow jobs that you've already given,
mate. I just want to live, mate. You know, you're right. Honestly, I think I'm winning.
Foot job to the end.
Backflip.
Got the backflip.
I think.
And beatbox.
Wait, is only Tom, one of us surviving?
Tom can't guarantee accuracy, he's just told me, so I've just shot Tom.
Well, you're not going to let me, Tom, have a go. I think I can do it.
I'm afraid I've already got so much
you
time.
You showed doubt in yourself and he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I can't. Well, no, man, I'm not going to do it now.
I know. Well, you can't respond now,
I'm
Tom.
I'm not
doubting
myself at all.
I'm dead as well.
And then it's between Max and Dave.
I said I'd do a good job.
I wanted to maximise the sexual acts to see if there was any gratification, and I just can't see it, Max.
Okay.
I think I'd be struggling. I think
well, that's
I'd
on you, though. That's on you.
Well, you can see this too. There's no... You're gone.
I deflect it.
What about if I said I could give birth?
That's impressive. From beyond the grave.
Pleaded on the floor.
Well,
yeah.
Sick.
Just saying.
So you're giving it to a guy that can backflip?
Off a wall, on a wall,
in a moment.
A wall.
It's really...
You're the David Williams of judges, you know that.
Do you know what? I think we all shoot you.
Yeah.
No, I get my gun out.
Do you know what's amazing?
Yeah. Oh, it would be great is if our talent was catching bullets.
Yeah.
Oh. I've got no talent, mate. Shoot me.
Yeah. With a pair of chopsticks.
You take them off his penis and go, now watch what else these can do.
Max, we agreed. He's sucking him off.
And you're over there going,
you guys
Belarus,
go ahead.
Belarus, Switzerland, Croatia,
Norway. Well,
oh,
said that one.
I've forgotten the rest.
Fuck off.
Norwegian.
Don't speak with your mouth full.
This guy over here, I could eat 600 grams of pasta, mate. Well, how's that for a skill? Dave, well done for living.
Thank you.
Well done, Dave.
If I had potions, I'd bring you all back.
That's such a lovely, lovely way. Yeah. Good. Thanks, Dave.
You suck, Ethan.
Well, Max was actually the
Hey! Yeah. Nice.
Very good. Tom, thanks for playing the final question.
Yes, Jake, thank you, Dave. That was a great final question.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching and listening. Listeners.
Yep. Or neither.
Or neither.
Well, I'm not thanking them.
Yeah, true, that's true.
I'll be here all day. Thank you very much to David Reed.
Yes!
Coming to a CBeebies near you. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Possibly.
One day.
Max Smith.
Yes!
Cheers, guys.
Coming to a CBeebies viewer near you.
Yes!
Shut up. Shut up.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
And Ethan James, of course.
James.
Can we hear what Ethan James has been up to then? Sign up to the Patreon, because I forgot to ask him.